In England, the former head of the British Army has entered the debate about disengaging from Iraq. In a speech in London last night, General Sir Mike Jackson said the withdrawal of troops should not be dictated by simply setting a date, but conditions on the ground must be the sole deciding factor. Sir Mike, who led the British military during the invasion of Iraq in 2003, was also critical of the Blair government's level of support for British forces. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
General Sir Mike Jackson is known for speaking his mind. His frankness has endeared him to the general public, if not always to his civilian leaders in the Ministry of Defence. Last night, Jackson talked about the possibility, put forward hours before by the Iraq Study Group in Washington, that some US troops could be withdrawn in early 2008.
This presumes that Iraqi security forces have taken full responsibility by then. All well and good if that can be achieved. But it is my view that drawdown and eventual withdrawal from Iraq is not and cannot be defined by a date, but rather by conditions. To leave Iraq against the wishes of the sovereign Iraqi government and before the Iraqi security forces are fully able to deal with the current violence would be both morally wrong and a fundamental strategic mistake.
Jackson also said the British Army should expect what he called a long haul in Afghanistan. Even though he was not advocating a precipitous withdrawal from either conflict, General Jackson made it clear that he felt the Blair government had not paid enough attention to the impact of the two campaigns on the British military.
The defence of the realm requires that when you will the ends, the political objectives which require the use of force, you must will the military means. And if you will those military means, you must also will the financial means.
Jackson's whole speech was a plea for the better treatment of the armed services by the government, and he said he wanted politicians to understand better the ethos of the military.
At the heart of this are perhaps some old-fashioned words: duty, honour, selflessness, discipline. These may not rest easily with some of today's values, but if they're not there, you will not have an army, certainly not an army which can do that which it has to.
Responding to a question about Jackson's comments at today's news conference in Washington with President Bush, Tony Blair defended the government's actions.
We work closely with the military the whole time. It's important that we carry on doing it. And I simply make the point that in the last few years, we gave another significant increase in funding. But it's important we do this. I mean, because it's important that we succeed, it's important that we equip our armed forces properly.
If Tony Blair had hoped that General Jackson's retirement would mean a more compliant successor, he's already been disabused. The new Chief of Staff, General Sir Richard Dannett, has already caused a storm by saying that troops should be withdrawn from Iraq soon and that their presence in Iraq was only making the situation worse. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.